ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
To Kazakhstan now, where a high-profile murder trial has sparked a national conversation about domestic violence. The country's former economy minister is on trial for allegedly beating his wife to death. According to UN statistics, about 400 women die from domestic abuse in Kazakhstan every year. Niko Vorobyov is a freelance journalist and author and has been following the case and joins us this morning. Niko, thank you for your time.
Hi, good morning, and thanks for having me.
This case has been extraordinary because much of the violence was caught on CCTV. Can you just tell us about the details and the way that this has emerged?
Late last year, the former economy minister, Bishambayev, and his wife, they had an argument at a restaurant which turned quite violent on CCTV. You can see him punching and kicking his wife and dragging her by the hair to the VIP suite of the restaurant, which was actually owned by his family. What actually happened in the VIP suite, it's not been fully established because there's no cameras there. But the ambulance only arrived 12 hours later, by which point Sultanat, his wife, was already dead. And it's just a combination of this being a government minister, the family speaking out straight away, and it's caused a storm across both Kazakhstan and just the neighboring countries as well, like Russia.
What's the storm about? Is it outrage about this happening?
I guess it's a combination of, yes, there's a lot of, the sort of like the feminist movement in Kazakhstan, it's been growing over years. It's been kind of growing awareness of domestic violence, but also frustration that not really much progress is being made. So this case has been kind of like a breakthrough, like a lightning rod to sort of rally the population around the topic. But also, I guess there's like the political aspects. It's like a minister of the former government, right? And there was a lot of pent-up frustration at the corruption and nepotism and so on of the former government. But now the new government's in charge and they've basically given the public a whipping boy.
His defense team has portrayed his wife as a hysterical, promiscuous woman who drank heavily and provoked her husband. How does that portrayal reflect Kazakhstan's attitude towards domestic violence and women?
All right, so Bishambayev's defense team, you have to give them credit. They pursued an interesting strategy in which he's not denying that he's caused her death, but he's using kind of like a victim-blaming strategy, kind of.
Well, he's basically saying she deserved it.
Sort of. Like, he's not saying that outright. He's not saying, she deserved, but he's kind of winking at the jury. So in Kazakhstan, there's still quite rigid gender norms, so not as rigid as Iran or Afghanistan, obviously, but there's still understanding that boys and girls should behave in such and such a way. And girls in particular shouldn't drink, shouldn't sleep around. I mean, guys shouldn't do that either, but it's kind of more tolerant, you know, boys will be boys. And then there's also like a strong shaming culture called Uyat, where if women are publicly outed for doing certain things, they can be ostracized by their communities and even their families. And I guess Bishambayev's team is kind of hoping that the jury is going to sympathize with that line of reasoning, if not his actual behavior.
As a result of this, women's rights activist uploaded a photo of herself with a glass of wine and said, just because you can see me with a glass of wine doesn't mean you can kill me. What has the public reaction been? You've said that it's kind of galvanized people. Has there been a shift in the broader population that kind of, I suspect, has been kind of entrenched in these gender roles and in these views?
So that trend that you just mentioned, that was started by Dinara Smilova, and it became a trend on social media with the hashtag Za Sultanat, which means for Sultanat, for the or the woman who was killed. But, you know, like all memes, it evolved and it became a movement. And you also saw young people in the Kazakh diaspora in Europe, in America, holding up signs and protesting against domestic violence. The conservative, patriarchal part of society hasn't gone away, obviously. You know, no society changes overnight. But it seems like for the moment, they're keeping their mouth shut, and maybe there'll be a backlash later on. And the impact's reached far beyond Kazakhstan as well. For example, there's a huge interest in the case in Russia, where I was born in Russia, and in Russia, our levels of domestic violence are just through the roof. But if you look on Russian YouTube channels and bloggers, there's countless videos talking about Kazakhstan, talking about the case.
Thank you, Nico, for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Nico Vorobyov is a freelance journalist and author. And if this story has raised any concerns for you, I know it was pretty disturbing, National Domestic Violence Support Service 1-800-RESPECT is available 24/7 on 1-800-737-732. You're listening to RN Breakfast.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.